You're now listening to the Eight Plates Podcast.
Sick cunt, can you make a little zizzed up for me? Thank you. Medium zizz. I like a steak. Medium express. Card denied in the taxi cab. Chess bra video. Thank you.
Can I get my card to deny in an Uber?
Actually,
with
I got a special
of,
card.
Veneers?
Yeah. Aesthetic subs. Thank you. Yeah. But
my
no.
Pre-workout stronger than every pre-workout. The legacy.
I can't wait. I'm still hyped for that one.
I can't wait.
It's awesome.
Any day now, it's gonna.
Man, you waiting?
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for good stuff. You know, a terrible.
What would CD think of this?
CD?
I mean,
who's CD?
Heat McMahon.
You mean Heat McMahon? My character Heat McMahon, who I play on the hit series, the hit television film show, television picture show, movie, rock opera. Yep. Called Jikronomicon. He would say probably like, it's good, but it's not music, you know? I live in music. I live in rock. You know, I can't just talk about Ziz and stuff like that if it's not about music specifically. Like, he loves Pink Floyd. He loves the rock.
The year? 1925. X. The place? Woodstock. 1925. X. What the jicks? That's what two inspectors, Heat McMahon and Final Cut Pro, are able to decide.
Yeah, yeah!
Jikronomicon, this is Jikronomicon Episode 1, the series.
I killed myself. In a hotel room.
Oh my goodness! It's Tom Cornell. Your brother Chris was.
He recognized that voice anywhere. What did you
do? Is it true that you're related to Chris Cornell? Is that not true? That's a myth.
A myth. Myth. Untrue. Slander. Incorrect.
Well,
incorrect.
I'm very glad to hear. So, Mr. Cornell.
And in blundering brightly through the night, astride the thunderous flaming trident back.
Awesome.
The choke back ears of tears and flashing forceful through their peers.
Yeah.
Infected cheesy beaver bite.
Mr. Cornell, please chill. We have to review your album. We love you. We love your energy, Mr. Cornell. We just have to review your album real quick. We got Final Cut Pro over here now, Mr. Heat McMahon.
The night's a cold, long day.
That's right. That's the name of the album. So
seasons roll on by.
That's the subtitle of the album.
I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence.
Mr. Cornell,
but
that's.
I can't feed on the powerless.
Okay,
but my cup's already overfilled.
Pete, do you feel your vrill being charged back up? I feel like a strong warrior.
So, Mr. Cornell, just give us
supple tunes.
Give us
Cornells.
A second. Thank you for the live performance. We just have to review your album real quick because this is the time for a scathing review. I'm afraid, Mr. Cornell, this latest album is. I mean, it's good, but it's not a Cornell copia. It's not
got 27 tracks on it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's too much.
Kurt Cobain can suck my car.
Kurt Cobain's alive in this universe.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit, never mind.
Well, look, for me, it's got to be a thumbs up. This is a thumbs up. I'm actually, my grandpa is Robert, okay? And his, who?
Robert E. Lee.
I
don't like racist.
Please stop singing, sir. I'm gonna. I gotta be honest. We got too much rock. We're trying to save rock, but we've saved
it's
it.
Like the Psalms of King David, the rock album, 150.
The Pied Piper.
Episodes.
Okay, well, sir. Well, how'd you come up? What inspires you to write, Mr. Cornell? Like, how'd you come up with if Mr. Final Cut Pro and I are not going to be able to review your album? Let's just get into the questions real quick. You know, what inspires you every morning? How do you write songs?
Growing up in the Pacific Northwest, I was always, we always listened to music that sucked, you know, like Judas Priest and Poison and Judas Priest. So we were always looking for new music, new sounds, and I really connected myself with the earth,
and the
sun and the stars and some other shit too. But the real main thing is that we used to go down to the copper eating factory, and that's what we do. We'd pull it out of buildings to get us enough money to go down and buy us a Newport. And I said, you know what? We could make songs that were good. So, you know, all of us up there in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, the Seattle scene, the Eddie Vedders, the Andrew Woods, not Kurt Cobain though, the rest of us, we all decided to set out to make fantastic music, and that's just what we did. And I got a Japanese guitar player, and now, you know, that's how we started to make our fantastic tunes.
So sound eating garden. Copper to strumming silver.
Yeah. That's where I got into my first song on the album, Eating Copper. I've been eating copper since 85.
This is a strange planet indeed, Mr. Final Cut Pro. I'm here. I'm sniffing glue. I'm sniffing all sorts of aromas all around me, and this man's serenading me.
That might be the sap glue to the top of this tree.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the eating glue, because that reminds me of my single off the album, Eating Glue.
Yeah.
I've been eating glue since 53.
Why not 52? You are not the future of rock and roll. We're looking for a real band, a DIY band, a band that does sweet harmonies and talks about patriarchy. We don't want this
We're
stuff.
We're looking for bands that have pastel-colored guitars, that wear spandex, that don't have balls, that get crushed in skinny jeans.
I've seen it. As I take the last sip of my Monster Energy drink, I've seen it. There's a band like no other will appear. Oh, God, my eyes are glazing over blue. I'm seeing into the spirit realm. I only got a few moments left.
We're losing him. The tree jits. is swaying in the wind.
Stay with us.
The jits.
The jits.
He said the jits. No.
Oh, no, he's gone. I'm afraid we lost him.
Who are you, paramedic?
Yeah, John paramedic here. I'm afraid we lost
John?
Him.
John? I'm paramedic.
Oh, my God.
I'm afraid we lost him. Oh, God.
We lost.
Oh no! It appears he killed himself alone in a hotel room, 45 minutes after saying he'd be seeing his daughter in 2 weeks.
Tom Cornell. Oh, at least he didn't have a big hole in his head like his brother Chris.
Yep.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I suppose it's time for me to take over.
Mr. Paramedic, let me ask you one thing. What do you think about music? We're here, you know, we're critics here. We got the tastes of the masters and the sons of the lords, you know what I'm saying?
When you ask me, hey, you heard any good music lately? Any good bands going? I'm going to say, well, listen, there ain't been a good band since Van Halen. I mean, that's the only bands that ever made good music. That or Aerosmith. Aerosmith makes good music, too.
Yeah.
Jack Black went woke, so I don't like him.
That's rock.
That's rap.
Yeah! We got Electric Wizard, but I actually, like, have hygiene, so I won't admit I ever listened to
him.
And finally, we got the best band ever put together, the Marshall Tucker Band. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman been doing to me?
I think it's time to open up right now. After all these things, we need a little musical number.
Down on Main Street. Little Bob Seger in the call.
Absolutely. I just want to. It's time, you know, ever since.
When it comes to video creation.
Ever since I forgot to.
I go to artlist.io for music that matters.
Oh, no, this is not. I don't know what YouTube is. In this planet.
He's pulling out his cassette bin right now.
In this planet, there's evil Microsoft. The evil, disgusting. I hate them. Gah! They make me sick. They make me sick with the killing of rock and roll. They put ads in the air. There's ads in the air everywhere.
There's drones with holographic ads.
Wix.com.
You have to watch a 30-second ad before you can plug your guitar into an amplifier.
That's right. And the only good sponsor that exists, the one that will sponsor the real band, is TechStress.com. You see, TechStress.com, we have to support because they're anti-Microsoft.
Yep.
I gotta open up about something real quick. This is real sad.
Let's pop off.
I gotta say, man, ever since, you know, it's hard being a journalist out there. Ever since Israel and Palestine is over, I have nothing to report about in music. Mm-hmm. Our fallen friends, Haley. Mm-hmm. Do you remember them?
FCP. Oh. Our fallen friends, Bugsy Kazan.
Final Cut Pro, I'm so sorry.
Strip through. Then I'm Hudson. And Sergio. They were killed on the front lines of the Ukraine war. They were trying to find old school Eastern European rock. Mm. They were looking in Ladas. They were looking in BMWs. They were looking in Renaults. They get blown up by tanks, by missiles, by drones. They would have to sit there and watch 14 minutes of bullshit YouTube Red ads just so they could eat their food.
That's
just
right.
Just so they could heat up their MREs.
That's so true. And you know, and journalism is not there. How can someone listen to an album and decide if it's good or not? How can I even enjoy this band if I don't know if they really attended the Met Gala this year?
It's best said that music is not understood nor appreciated until someone has told you how to appreciate it.
That's
because
right.
You yourself are not smart enough. If I asked you right now, you know, what key is this song in? Your dumb ass probably don't even know. So why should you even be able to say if it was good or not? How do you know what's good music? You don't.
Now, excuse me. First of all, I know exactly. I know, like, Pearl Jam's Even Flow, for example. I know exactly what tempo it's in. What do you mean?
It's Who's in Pearl Jam?
Hey, first of all, guys, you've made a critic angry at this point.
I'm going to write. No.
This song, written by the famous Yoshi Takahashi, formerly of the Cornells, before he was kicked out.
Tempo is I don't know what the definition is exactly, but you feel tempo.
Because it's made up. There is no tempo.
Yeah, but the BPM, what does that even stand for?
It stands for blast per minutos. How many times you get to shake your head and your hips?
How many broads have you blasted during the song? If it's anything less than 300, I gotta tell you, that ain't music.
What do you mean, Romans? 300? I'm roaming the streets right now listening to good music. First of all. Second of all, that's my first point. Pink Floyd. They didn't even care about BPMs.
They weren't even pink, though. Let's not get it twisted.
That's right.
But
the funny thing is,
they were angry, but they were not pink.
Ask a journalist, name one good Pink Floyd song and watch him look at you like a dog about to be hit by a Subaru. That's the right, you fool.
We have to play harder. We have to play faster. We have
you
to
have
play
no
in
choice.
A minor pentatonic.
You have to listen to Deadmau5 now and wear Zelda t-shirts to school. You have no choice.
There's
you
no way.
You're going to be lame.
Strap
him down. Strap him down. Make his ass listen to the Hotline Miami soundtrack. Rob him of all decency.
Witness this disgusting demon.
The power
of rock.
It's too much. We're going to get rid of you, evil bastard.
Oh, music.
Take this, Microsoft.
Oh, God. It's so sexist.
Get out of here, you stupid anti-rocker!
That's going straight tone, you dork!
Oh my god, music that sounds like skateboarding. This, I can't do it and not.
Now he's an angel.
That's correct. All is well.
You
Let's
love rock and
to
roll.
Some good music.
Oh no, it seems like there's a big obstacle, but we don't know what, and it's going to cause us big issues in the future.
Another Italian blocking our way.
Oh god, look at his fingers. He really does play bass. They're long and disgusting.
That's pretty punk.
Oh, God.
I mean hard rock.
There's nothing more disgusting than a bass player's long penis-shaped fingers. Gosh, it's revolting.
Will the two journalists be able to survive this obstacle?
God.
Mike.
Or will Freddy get fingered?
Keep me, man. This
keep
song
listening.
Is reminding me of popcorn. I'm getting hungry. I'm getting famished. I don't know if I can keep walking.
It's impossible to tell, except if you listen to next week's episode. Thank you, everybody. This has been Jikronomicon Episode 1. Stay tuned. Will they make
episode it? Episode 1, stuck in the jit.
Jikronomicon. This is Jikronomicon Episode 1. The series.
Why episode 2? Can girls make music?
Tune in next week to find out.
Has there ever been a girl who made music?
He does not like Playlist of the Gods.
Absolutely not. That's right. It's too electronic. There's not enough sick guitar solos.
Electro, what's this hippie nonsense? Back in the old day, we used to make our music with analog.
That's right. I want it on tape.
The bass player's not even fat. What is this? This isn't music.
It's got to be on tape, yeah. Flea ruined this for everybody, by the way. Let's be clear.
Let's go.
Flea really ruined the fat bass player trope for everybody because he's like a skinny twink peanut. Did you open your door? You driving off? Did he?
Yeah, I turned it on. I wanted to make like a time machine sound.
That's actually a Queens of the Stone Age reference.
It's an electric car, though.
Songs for the Deaf, right? Let's listen to Songs for the.
Let's see what CDs Tom has in his car. Okay.
Oh, you still got CDs? That's sick, bro.
Yeah. What do we want to listen to?
We got $4,000 back.
We want to listen to Scum Dogs of the Universe. We want to listen to October Rust.
October Rust is pretty good. Put some typo on and blast it through the
Zoom. It's going in. It's going in.
Right? That's the sound it makes when you put the CD in. Bang, doo, 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 doo. Do that, but only once every 20 minutes. You got one typo negative tactical takeover. Okay, we got one of those every 20 minutes max. You know what? Every 5 minutes max. You have more often. You can every 5 minutes you can do this, but you got to. Yeah.
He said every 20 minutes. Nah, I kind of like him. Make it every 5 minutes.
All right, Tom. What's been new with you? If it's funny, if it's not, just make something up. That's interesting.
Unironic Diz Posting becomes the first man in history to get an account unbanned a year after it was banned, and then doesn't know what to do with his two accounts.
Just share them. Share them with me.
Nah, just collab post.
Actually, if you asked and it had more followers, I would just give you the other one.
No, but I don't actually want more followers. I just want more people to pretend to be me. I want to be like, for example, you get like evil you, or you get your biggest hater, and then you have like back and forth drama. You know what I'm saying?
He wants three accounts like Haley. That's what he wants.
I could make liquid chess bra and then make him like fight with me all the time.
Put him in a squirt gun and squirt people on the street.
I think it'd be really funny if you were just like scrolling one day on Google and then you saw like an 8 Plates podcast uploaded to some like Chinese account and you found out there was a Chinese guy stealing all of your podcasts, uploading them and then claiming to be you. He was actually interacting with fans.
Well, hey,
it would suck if he was verified and we weren't.
That's right.
And he did that. He deep faked his face over yours. You were a Chinese guy.
But I will say, to be frank, we play so much Chinese music that we could just get copyright struck by like anybody anytime. So I don't fear that.
Rest in peace to Kara Toriyama, one of the best 8 Plates guests. Yeah, there's filters on the camera to show that you don't have liver failure. We actually know you're yellow.
I have like a blue filter, so it looks normal, but actually everything's yellow. my liver's failed. Yeah. That's not funny, guys. People die of this liver failure.
You know what is funny, though, is you probably getting radiation from that editing bay.
Oh, this right here? All this? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's a very complex setup. I can't really move around to show you.
I know, and I'm not asking you to move around. That's why I'm saying hypothetically, if you did turn upside down, we'd see all the sugar fall into your eyes.
No. I broke my chair, so now I can bend back all the way.
Lol.
Tom, are you able to? Do you have electronic seats in that 2014 Chevy Volt?
Oh yeah. Do you know that I mentioned it? Oh, all right. There we go.
Do you have this old? Do you have the old lady rail system?
No, he's got a sound effect for everything.
Do you have the old? Get me one figure out, okay?
Haley, talk again.
I was just saying he's got sound effects for everything.
Give me the lore of the fat baby Squirtle in the back.
Oh, the fat. First off, not fat baby Squirtle, just regular Squirtle. Right. Okay. I got that when I was the size of the Squirtle in when I was one or two. And then he's wearing a Barbie shirt.
Last week?
At a party.
Was it last week, actually, Haley, when you were
actually,
small?
It was actually last week, actually. No, it wasn't last week. It was like, it was like 25, 26 years ago.
He looks 26. So happy. Like, you just want to go hug him.
Wait, how did
he? He's chilling.
No, first of all, Haley's lying.
Meanwhile,
he's not
look at his
old.
White background. Nothing up there. Nothing.
What do you mean nothing up there? There's masterpieces.
Batman poster I got last week.
There's cinematic masterpieces everywhere. Cinematic. There's
Final Cut Pro are looking for the last rock.
Yeah, but you know, like on old TV shows when like we'll return, like the Transformers will return. It's like
turn
Agent
in next week when Heat. Agent Heat and FCP look for the last rock stars of all time.
Yes.
Same rock channel, same rock time.
Jikronomicon will return. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Gummer.com/8Plates. My tooth hurts.
2:30?
Yeah, 2:33. 2:33. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Good afternoon.
It's 2:30 p.m., audience.
This has been the 8 Plates podcast. Had a fun time. Well, that was only a nibble compared to the millions of billions of hours of 8 Plates bonus episodes you can access on gumroad.com/8plates. Check it out and get a grip.